At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boy.
Hola. Craig, are you sober or not sober?
Three Miller Lights since I got off work, so still pretty sober.
Good boy.
Okay. Yeah. That ain't gonna punish you too bad.
I didn't like that.
Craig, no pressure, but I have it on good word from my buddy Chad that does catering that one of our favorite comedians, Shane Gillis, is listening to our show right now. So don't screw this up. Shane's listening. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
That's very cool.
I'm gonna go see him Saturday. Okay. Shane, I want a shotgun of beer with you.
Okay. Craig, men's room poll is, I don't want to know how much money I've spent on. Is it alcohol, drugs, relationships, or hobbies?
It's a hobby and an addiction, so it's a little both.
What's your hobby, Craig?
I make methamphetamine and I use it.
No, I collect Honda motorcycles.
Okay, that's going to get pricey. How many motorcycles do you have?
Right now, depending on one right now, 40.
40?
From scooters to three-wheelers to four-wheelers.
Do you have an Elite?
No, I actually, Miles, I know you're a scooter guy. My wife and I, we take to the beach. We have two Ruckuses, and then I have a 1985 Spree. So that's my scooter collection.
Dude, the Ruckuses are badass, man. I love those.
Oh, they're badass.
Your wife think of your, look, you know, because wives aren't always thrilled with their husband's hobbies. And depending what it is, my wife will bitch about me playing music only because it's not cheap. Now, that said, I don't have to buy things often, but when you do, she's like, my God. I'm like, look, I don't control the price. But I think, because even I have like five or six bases right now, and she's like, do you need them? And I said, babe, the reason I like, because I don't need them. You know what we need? Groceries. So I'm not excited about them. I got these because I want them, but I got my own little space. Where do you store your 40 Honda motorcycles?
I have my work shop in Shelton. I have a bunch there. I have a personal shop in Shelton, and then I live in Olympia, and I have 11 here that I actually ride.
So, is there a way that you can just take that one license plate and use them for all these? I mean,
I don't care if they have titles or what, because I have so many stinking titles and ORV tabs, and that I can trade if I got to do something. Or
is it mostly street bikes or off road?
I have a lot of three wheelers, a lot of four wheelers. Right now, I'm looking in my shop. I race too, so I got a CRF 250. I'm rebuilding an 83 CR 250.
Is that the one with the blue seat on it?
Yes, but the Kickstarter is on the stinking wrong side. Mm. It's horrible.
That's weird.
And so, how much do you have to spend just in tags each year?
Well, the ones I ride, I mean, there's on the street. There's probably six that I ride. So, okay. I mean, Ruckuses. I mean, it's all expensive. It's a horrible hat. It's a horrible.
I mean, the Ruckuses, though, like, you got to go out of your way for a cop to pull you over on a scooter.
Right.
Now.
Oh, yeah. And we only go to.
Like, have blood dripping out of the back or something.
I used to have a 450 Nighthawk. I love that bike.
Oh, those are cool.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. I felt cool riding it.
Anything Honda, if it's cheap enough, I'll buy it. But the problem is, well, then I put so much money into fixing them up and make it.
Right. That's where the money disappears. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, here's your question. What was the first magazine to publish a hologram on its cover?
Hologram?
Yep. I remember this. It was like a big freaking deal.
Time magazine?
Not a bad guess.
National Geographic.
National Geographic, yes.
That was the other choice.
I was going to do the hint of it's a lot of boys' first introduction to boobs.
Yeah, especially when they're below the waist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the ugliest boobs you've ever seen. And I feel like that was the rule, right? So Playboy a lot of times wouldn't show you from the waist down, but you still couldn't buy it as a kid because you're looking at boobs. But the women were attractive and the boobs were awesome. National Geographic, any kid can flip through there and see all the boobs. So, like, those boobs are so ugly, we know you're not getting aroused.
How did she get that slinky around her neck?
Yeah.
Horrible boobs, but 1983, awesome.
Look, man, when I was a kid, I'm like, I hope boobs look better than this when I'm an adult, but I'm going to look where I can. All right. Your question, multiple choice. Freckles, beards, bugs, or punishment? Pointophobia is the fear of what? Freckles, beards, bugs, or punishment?
Not bugs. Not sure about punishment. Beards?
I'll say freckles.
It is punishment.
Oh. That would be weird to have a fear of freckles. You could never date any redheads.
But all of them, all of these are in fact phobias. There are people that are freaked out by freckles, beards, bugs. The only beard that ever freaked me out was on my aunt. All right. Your question. Whose hand is shown drawing the charcoal portrait of Kate Winslet in the movie Titanic?
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say it again, please.
Whose hand is shown drawing the charcoal portrait of Kate Winslet in the movie Titanic?
Oh, yeah, that's Leonardo DiCaprio. His character was Jack, right?
Believe it or not, no.
It wasn't Jack?
It was James Cameron.
Oh, no way. Stunt hand?
He had to sneak his own hand into the movie.
Is that because Leo wasn't available or because he wanted to look at her naked and be up close?
I think he just wanted his hand in the movie. Like, what other reason? And probably to see her naked, yes. I mean, Kate Winslet
laying there
naked.
Topless. I'll do this.
Leo, I got this.
I'll do this one. You just stay at home.
We blocked the scene out. It's just a hand. My hands look better than yours. All right. Your question, what would you find on the red data list? What would you find on the red data list?
Red data list?
That is correct.
Boy, I'm going to say, like, you can't pass anymore, can you?
Nope. Thank you.
No passing. I'm glad you know that, though, dude.
No passing. Red data list. I'm going to say something. Russian KGBs. I don't know.
Not a bad guess. Animals, specifically endangered or threatened species.
Okay.
Dang, I'm getting up there.
Because I think you start on the red data list, and then if it gets worse, you move to endangered. I believe that's the order of things. It's kind of like having a D. You're not quite failing the class yet. That's my argument with my parents. I'm like, but it's not an F.
Right. Still a chance.
It never worked, but I had that argument many, many times. All right, your question. Chris Cornell's You Know My Name was the theme for which Bond movie?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. You got to go to Bond, don't you?
It might be the only one that is not the name of the movie.
Oh, gosh.
Right, because there was Live and Let Die, that's the name of the movie. There was Skyfall from Adele, that's the name of the movie.
Uh-huh.
and I can name every one of those. Live and Let Die was Paul McCartney.
I believe this was the first book.
I think you are correct. Not the first movie, but the first book.
I can't even think of a Bond movie right now. That's not my game.
It's only like 180 to choose from.
Yeah, no kidding. I wish my wife was here. She knows them all. I don't know. Something stupid. How about a hint?
It was a Daniel Craig movie.
It was a Daniel Craig Bond movie, yes.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. James Bond, 15 and Die.
Is it Die Another Day?
Nope.
I just don't know the...
Casino Royale.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Huh. All right.
You think your wife would have known that?
You could have had a good hint there.
I don't know what other hint they give. I mean,
right?
Yeah. Well, Daniel Craig. Was that his first or second? That was his first one. Okay. All right, your question. Niagara Falls covers parts of Canada and what U.S. state?
Oh, it's not New York? Buffalo?
Okay. Yep, just north of Buffalo. And again, if you get the chance to go, go Buffalo, yes. Make sure you go. We went there a couple years ago with the kids, and we went there because we wanted to go to Mexico, but it's the summertime, and our kids are like, it's too hot to go to Mexico. So I said, let's take him to Canada, because in their mind, Canada's cold. It was 95 freaking degrees. And I said, hey, look, you guys want to go to Mexico? You want to go to Canada? We're in Canada. It's summertime. It's 95 degrees. But one of the things you can do when you get there, the Maid of the Mist tour, right? So you get on the boat, and this thing takes you directly toward, not into, but directly toward the falls. And it's hard to explain just how much mist these falls create. So you feel like you're going into the falls, like you start to panic a little bit. You're not. You're kind of making a circle. But it's 95 degrees. They give everyone a poncho to wear on the boat because they understand what's going to happen. My son is fighting with his mother. I never put it on. I'm hot. She's like, put it on. Going back and forth. And I finally tapped her. I said, why are you arguing with us for? I said, look, let's just do the boat trip. Let's see what happens. When that water started pouring over the side of the boat, I mean, it's like someone just has bathtubs worth of... He couldn't get that freaking poncho on fast enough. So we do the thing. We get back to shore, pulls the poncho off, and I just tapped him and said, bro, your mom's not fighting with you to be mean. She's trying to keep your ass dry. So maybe you listen to her next time. He's like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, live and learn, man. Let them figure it out.
Have at it.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.